Yes, we are on the fly. As the girls walk in, they're going to have a treat this afternoon, that's for sure. Steve McCaughey from SPA, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
The Seaplane Pilots Association is vital to anybody who does anything with seaplanes. And not just from, hey, we're a club and we're all buddies and we're all pals. No, we're talking about advocacy.
Absolutely.
We're talking about responsibility. We're talking about use of water and space and resources. Lots of things. Why don't you tell our listeners what exactly the mission is of the SPA, what you do daily to make life better for seaplane pilots?
Yeah, well, at the Seaplane Pilots Association, we're the world's largest advocacy organization dedicated to primarily two things. It all comes down to two words: protect and promote water flying. So anything we can do to protect waterways, reduce insurance for the operators, increase the safety of the operators, or do anything else to increase the population and make sure that we're operating safely, we're good stewards of the environment, and we're giving people opportunities to get into seaplanes and enjoy this amazing activity that we're so fortunate to do.
Now, we see you every year here at AirVenture, and you have a big presence because you not only have your booth and facility here at the seaplane base, but you're also on the main ground promoting over there as well. And you have quite a big booth space over. What building are you in this year?
We're always in Hangar C, booth 3000, right next to the big door there. And we're very easy to see because it is a large booth and it's completely seaplane oriented and themed, so it's hard to miss.
Now, can people, when they come visit your booth there, can they buy things? Can they, of course, they can sign up for a membership, and you have a couple of different kinds of that available, right?
Yes.
What else do you have over there? Merchandise for sale,
so,
things like that?
Yeah, I like to say we have the best shirts at the show. They kind of have a cult following. So you can buy tons of beautiful seaplane T-shirts. But if you need personal flotation devices, if you need safety gear, if you need books on how to do your seaplane rating, or if you have questions, I mean, we obviously want you to join our association and be part of the community, either, you know, as a annual member or a lifetime member, which actually provides for the organization in perpetuity. But just get involved. People ask, well, how should I get involved in seaplanes, or how can I get? And I say, just insert yourself. Come talk to us. Let us allow you to expose you to the community.
Well, and you do have a bunch of resources. One of them is your annual training guide, right? Where to go, who offers the training, what kind of training they offer, which is outstanding.
Yeah, every year we publish a new water flying training guide, and it lists every seaplane school in the country and around the world, what kind of aircraft they fly, what their course looks like, how much it costs, how extensive it is, and then all their contact and website information and everything else you need to know to pick a school that matches what you desire to do, the aircraft that you desire to learn in, and the kind of flying, whether it's a flying boat, a straight float airplane, or an amphibious airplane.
Yeah, and then, of course, your membership includes other benefits as well. Obviously, you're part of this advocacy movement. You have chapters and or regions of the SPA, and in those regions, you have volunteers that specifically work with different states for their issues with seaplanes, right? How does that work?
Yeah, so we have a network of field directors around the country. So in every state, we pretty much have a little cell of people that have boots on the ground working advocacy at a localized level. And that's really where you have that tribal knowledge of what's going on immediately in that very specific geographic area. So we coordinate those field directors with a regional coordinator and then our national coordinator and then through headquarters. So if someone's flying across the country and they need information on how do I get here, can I stop here for fuel? If it's not in the water landing directory, they can access our field directors, which will know where you can do that. But also you can get in contact them for seaplane events. And then if you want more specific information than the flight training directory, contact them. They probably know the seaplane school in their backyard.
Yeah. And of course, with all that, you also have a website and you have publications.
Yes, we have the only full-color glossy magazine dedicated to the seaplane community. We have the Water Landing Directory app, which, again, kind of replicates a lot of this information with a complete listing of all the seaplane schools, seaplane events, seaplane destinations, and then which waterways are legal if they have restrictions on them but they're still open, or if you cannot operate in them at all.
Yeah, well, and obviously for a pilot, that's vital information. It's kind of like the regular TFR system, but specifically for seaplane stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk about your relationship with the EAA. Obviously, it's a very good one. You're here every year, and you contribute to what AirVenture is every year, especially with two booths in different locations. What other things are you working on with the EAA?
Well, you know, we really enjoy an awesome relationship with EAA, and we're trying to leverage that more and more all the time. I'm a passionate EAA member. I'm a lifetime EAA member. I'm a lifetime IAC member. And I want to do everything we can to support through our organization. And tonight, having the corn roast right here at the seaplane base is a great example of how EAA and the Seaplane Pilots Association are coming together and doing great things. I'll be announcing the Parade of Seaplanes on Friday. I have a couple stints up on the commentator stand with Steve Boos. Yep. And we're doing EAA Radio Saturday also. Yep. So we're very engaged in workshops. We have several workshops throughout the week as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. So other than AirVenture, what other things do you do, SPA, throughout the year? What other events?
That's how long do we have? I don't think we have enough on this show.
Okay, so you have a lot, but there's probably some flagship events, some main events, bigger fly-ins or what have you.
We generally start the show out in Seattle or Puyallup, Washington.
Yeah, okay. We do Northwest Aviation Trade Show.
Yes, you're familiar with it.
Oh, yeah, very. Yeah.
Then Sun and Fun. And then generally Alaska, the Alaska Airmen Show. Then either Tanglefoot. This year was Clear Lake, California for an event. We're working with the local city there at Clear Lake, California to develop a new seaplane economy for their local township there. So they're interested in commercial service, seaplane school, and we're going to develop a seaplane base there where they can actually redevelop and revitalize their local economy, much like the city of Tavares, Florida has done back close to where I live. So we do that advocacy. We do member trips. We've done trips to Seattle where we toured the Boeing factory. They got a VIP tour of that. We've done safety training courses and week-long adventures in Louisiana. We've gone over to Lake Como twice. We've taken groups of pilots to Lake Como, Italy to fly seaplanes.
Wow.
And next May, we're going to Biscarrosse, France to fly seaplanes.
Well, that's pretty cool that you're expanding your reach that in that way. Do you have international chapters?
We have international members and field directors, just like we have here.
Oh, okay.
So we have field directors in Germany and France and Italy and Australia. So, yes, we do have a very international presence.
Now, obviously, the system in Europe is very different from the one here. But from your knowledge, one thing that I'm curious about, so maybe other pilots listening would be curious as well. In Europe, they have a very large system of landing fees and things like that. Are seaplanes free from that?
It depends on the country. Places like Switzerland, we have no open water. We're working on it. We now have 23 seaplane bases open in France. Norway actually has a very extensive seaplane transportation system in place. Finland, Poland, we're starting to open up Poland. We now have most of the water in Poland open. And Australia has a tremendous access, and of course, Lake Como, which is just magical, flying at Lake Como.
Yeah, kind of like a special lake in Anchorage, right?
Yeah. So there's certain places that are just bucket list items that you have to go, and that's one of them. And what we want to do is expose more people to experiences that are kind of like a bucket list trip of a lifetime, opportunity of a lifetime to go there and do something that they may not have done without a guide or without a group going. So most of these trips, we have 35 to 65 people. And I, with me with the flag, guiding everyone around.
No, so. Lucky you. Well, that's got to be a lot of fun. It's got to be fun putting that together, and also there's got to be a lot of smiles.
It's this is an opportunity of a lifetime to be able to do what we do. And before we go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, do people actually put their airplanes in containers and send them over there, or do local people provide seaplanes for pilots to fly.
When we organize these trips, we try to have at least 5 different aircraft types that the members can fly. So it's all about gaining more experience and maybe flying an aircraft that they haven't flown before and an exotic destination or someplace that's dreamy.
Yeah, that's just amazing. I didn't even think about that until we just talked about it, about how incredible that could be. You know, people, there are certain areas geographically of our country where people just think of seaplanes all the time. The Seattle area with, you know, Kenmore, mm-hmm. and, you know, obviously Florida, a lot of seaplane flying. Maine and New Hampshire and
absolutely.
The upper, the UP and
Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan.
Yeah, there's so much seaplane flying. And, you know, what would you tell somebody? So they've been thinking on the fence, you know, I really want to do this, but I don't know how. And, I, you know, there is not a seaplane base like in my backyard. Would you suggest just going to the SPA website?
Absolutely, or come while you're here. If you're here, come to our booth, either Hangar C 3000, or come here to the seaplane base, engage us. There's generally a seaplane school in almost every state in the country. And what I used to do, even before I was a seaplane owner, I would travel all over the country. If I was somewhere, I'd look up in the flight training directory, I'd look up a school and I'd go fly with them. So it's what I say is come talk to us and allow us to find you a vehicle to get you injected into the community. And the best way to do that is there's still some tickets left to come to the Corn Roast at the Seaplane Base tonight, which starts at 6 o'clock. So
excellent.
If you're listening and you want to come get involved with 800 seaplane pilots, come on down to the base. We'll get you with 800 new pilots.
Awesome. Steve McCaughey, the president of the Seaplane Pilots Association. Thank you for being with us today on EA Radio.
Oh, thanks to everyone at EAA. We love you guys and appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks. Jaymont G, we're on the fly at the seaplane base today, and the rain stopped. It's still breezy, but it's a beautiful scenario here. If you haven't been out to the sea base, go get on the bus and come on out. Jaymont G on the fly. We'll be right back. You're listening to EA Radio.